It's a Monday morning after a Buffalo Bills playoff win. We haven't had a chance to say that in almost a quarter century here in Western New York. So let's talk a little bit more about it. Let's talk with Matt Sabuda with a special edition of Beyond the Playbook. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good Monday morning to you, Jay.
All right. The Bills home playoff game on Saturday featured, what, 6,700 fans, about a tenth of the normal amount of people at a Bills game. Let's talk about the fan experience.
I think everyone would agree it was a strange sight to see fans at the Bills game on Saturday. But in the smallest of ways, it was an initial step in the direction toward normalcy. And by most indications, the inclusion of fans was a fairly exhaustive process for those who wanted to attend and appeared to be a success. For fans who were able to secure one of the few seats in the stadium, their game day experience started on Wednesday or Thursday when they were required to be tested for COVID at the stadium in Orchard Park. And of approximately 7,100 tests administered, which covered everyone from support staff to media to fans, just 137 people tested positive and were unable to attend. Once a person received their negative test, they had to bring that proof to the stadium on game day along with their ticket. No tailgating was permitted. Fans were required to wear masks at all times and had their temperature taken after entry into the stadium. Once inside, fans were spaced out in the lower bowl in the club level only in two- or four-person pods, as they were called. So they'd only be sitting with the specific party in which they came. And all of these procedures seemed to go over pretty well with players, fans, and officials. County Executive Mark Poloncarz tweeted after the game, quote, "All reports I received are everything went well with the fans at the stadium today. Fans followed rules beforehand. No tailgating was observed, and just minor issues inside stadium. Thank you to all for doing a good job," end quote. A Bills defensive end, Jerry Hughes, said, quote, "They said there was only supposed to be 6,000 people. It felt like 15 to 20,000, end quote. And fans clearly didn't mind those extra steps in the name of safety, as tickets sold out quickly to season ticket holders only, leaving the general public with no shot at being in the stands. And I suspect all of those components will add to another heavy wave of demand for the divisional playoff game this weekend.
Onto the field. The Bills win 27-24. What did you see and what lies ahead for the Bills?
Not the prettiest of wins for a Bills team that has been accustomed to blowing teams out lately, but I think that actually may be a good thing, as their road to a Super Bowl championship is only going to get harder from here. So experiencing this early challenge may be the humbling reminder that's needed, that this is a whole new season. On Saturday, Buffalo couldn't get any pressure on Colts quarterback Phillip Rivers, had terrible starting field position for most of the game, lost the time of possession battle, had fewer passing and rushing yards than the Colts, yet still won the game. I think my father actually summed it up best in a text afterward in which he wrote, "Sign of a great team. Didn't play all that well and won anyway." That was a pretty accurate representation, I thought. And you just have to wonder if the Bills were a little tight with nerves. In particular, quarterback Josh Allen, who admitted as much about last year's playoff game in Houston. While Allen had great stats and the Bills won the game, so don't get me wrong, he's going to need to be better in the weeks ahead if the Bills are going to have a shot to win the Super Bowl, which still feels strange to say out loud, I have to say. The defense, they looked very inconsistent. They're going to need to be better in the weeks ahead as well. But it's Allen whose play will be counted on as a catalyst in ending the team's Super Bowl championship drought. The reason that the Bills are even in this position is a result of Allen's MVP caliber play. And with expectations sky high, his play will need to continue to be equally sky high in order to meet them. And that brings us to this weekend's matchup against the Baltimore Ravens, led by last year's league MVP Lamar Jackson, in what will be a showdown between the best two quarterbacks from the vaunted 2018 draft class. This year, Jackson hasn't quite been up to that MVP form from a year ago, with his passing and rushing yardage totals both down, along with 10 fewer touchdowns. But he's still an exceptional talent that will give the Bills defense everything they can handle, particularly on the ground. While he only threw for 179 yards in the Ravens' wild card win over Tennessee, he rushed for 136, and Buffalo's defense has had their issues against the run this season. So it's great. The Bills have advanced to the divisional round. but I'm greedy. Let's see them take the next step and advance to their first AFC championship game since 1994. They certainly have the talent to get the job done. Let's see if they can.
Well, Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks very much for joining us on Beyond the Playbook. And if the Bills keep winning, we'll be talking some more.
Thank you, Jay.